Good morning and welcome to KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin. In the studio with me this morning, I have Amelia Mosier of the Greater Sitka Arts Council and John Paterka of Sagebrush Dry. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
And you are in here today to talk about the grand event that's coming up today and the rest of the weekend.
Yes.
The Artisans Market.
That's right.
So how long, do you know how long this Artisans Market has been going on? Long time?
I didn't know there was going to be a test.
Oh, no.
I am in my first year. It's been going on longer than me. Awesome. Is that an answer?
Yes. Okay. It's been going on. I feel like it's just
many
like
years.
The tradition.
It has quite a running, a great reputation. It's been going for a while.
But this is the first year that it's going to be held back in the now newly constructed.
Indeed.
Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Newly redecorated, beautiful facility.
Yes. Yeah, previously people have known it as being in Allen Hall.
Right.
On a Sitka Fine Arts Camp campus. But
right.
You're moving into a little more elbow room.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be a little bit different, but I think the layout is really wonderful, and we have many vendors, and we have a lot of room to spread out and have some performances. We have the stage, so we'll have some live music.
Oh, my goodness. So
yes.
this is a full experience.
The full, yes.
So the times this weekend, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
The times are, let's see, it's 6 to 8 p.m. this evening.
6 to 9 p.m.
6 to 9.
Yes.
Hot dang.
6 to 9 p.m. to the public.
To the public. Okay, right. So what's that qualifier
so,
to the public?
Yes. Yeah, so we actually have a new membership campaign that we are building. And one of the incentives of becoming a member is you get free glass of wine this evening and you get VIP shopping. So we will open at 5 o'clock for our members. And so you can enjoy crowd-free shopping, sip a little wine, and get some of your shopping done without the hustle and the bustle, without the chaos.
You don't have to throw as many elbows to get that,
right.
That piece of pottery that
get
you
some
want.
Some first dibs
yeah.
over there, yeah.
Excellent. So how does one become a member of
Thank
the Greater
Thank you for
Sitka
asking,
Arts
yes. It's pretty easy. You can find us online at www.sitkaartscouncil.org and click on the support tab.
And I'm assuming if people just show up around 5 o'clock being like, I want to be a member and I want to shop.
Yes, we will take your
out.
Money. We will let you in.
Great. That's awesome. So let's see. So Saturday is going to be 10 to 5 and then Sunday close out
at
10 to 3.
Yes.
Awesome. So you have vendors not only from all over Sitka, but goodness, all over Southeast. You, John, you're coming in from Cake. Is that right?
Yeah, that's where I flew in yesterday.
So you're here for the whole weekend?
Yep.
So how many times have you been a part of Sitka's Artisan Market?
This is my second season coming for it.
Excellent. And Sagebrush Dry, in a nutshell, what kind of products are these?
We make completely submersible gear bags. So we're using radio frequency and hot air welding to build our seams and just make 100% airtight bags in all the construction.
That is why. So not just watertight, airtight, too.
Airtight.
These are serious,
yeah. And,
serious
and we
bags.
We test them all by filling them with air and submerging them, inspect all the seams to make sure there's absolutely no air bubbles at all. Dive suit zippers, so they're just totally bulletproof bags.
And you said something that, as being a radio host, caught my ear, radio welding. What on earth? You're using sound to weld things?
Yeah, so it's a particular frequency of radio wave that is basically exciting the molecules in our polyurethane coating in the fabric, and that's allowing us to have a thermal bond, so it just creates a totally airtight seal on everything.
That just blows my mind. Like we're using sound to make things air and water. Man, we're living
the
in the future.
Is here.
Yeah, we're living in the future. So you're going to be offering, obviously, your bags at the market this weekend. And you sell them online as well?
We do, yeah. So sagebrushdry.com is the website. And we'll have the full product line available. For the most part, we have most things in most colors at the Artisan Market this weekend. So
awesome. And do you sell these mainly to Alaskans, or have you... Like, where does Sagebrush Dry end up going to?
We sell to a lot of Alaskans, but we ship all over the world, really. The company, I took it over 3 years ago, and it's been around for 18 years.
Wow.
So it's got a bit of history and some good word of mouth. So we've shipped them all over the world, really.
That's amazing. And now they're going to be here in Sitka this weekend.
Yeah.
And goodness, with the weather we have during the fall, as lovely and rainy as it is, this is definitely a time to get seriously watertight bags.
Yeah, well, this is just the testing grounds for waterproof gear, so it's the perfect place to be making this stuff. Yeah.
If it can survive being made in a rainforest, pretty much anywhere else, it's going to be okay.
Sending them down south after people here have abused them. So.
Abusing. Just rigorous testing.
Correct.
Just rigorous testing. Awesome. So back to what's happening at the market this weekend. You said there's going to be, there's about 40 different vendors.
Just about, yeah.
So what kind of, we're going to have some high quality, locally made water and airtight bags. What other things can people look forward to?
That's a good question. You know, traditionally the artisan market is, we feature handmade, high quality, artisanal gifts and products. So jewelry, we will have, there's going to be desserts, graceful pastries, Sitka flowers are there, caramels, Sweet Sister Caramels is going to be there. There's going to be all kinds of stocking stuffers, ornaments. We have some wonderful performances as well. While you're shopping, you can take in Russian dancers we have tonight.
Wonderful.
We'll have a blues band this evening as well. I have some carolers coming, some younger carolers, so they'll be traveling through the market, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. So while you're shopping and enjoying performances and whatnot, there's also, we'll have, the event will be catered by Edith.
Oh my goodness.
Our town catering. Yes, so we've got a lot of our favorites and some new ones. I want you to come out and make sure you see all, there's vendors in room 2 as well as the auditorium.
Awesome.
So make sure you get the whole, you get taken the whole experience.
And I'm sure there's going to be, like, all the doors are going to be open. You're going to have signs making sure there's no hidden corners.
Right.
Everyone will have.
It's all going to be sparkly and lit up. And,
oh, wonderful.
And you can't miss it.
That's exciting that you have, like, it's going to be catered. There's going to be wine. This is a full evening of adventure.
We go all out. Yes.
You've got entertainment. You've got food. You've got your shopping.
Right. And door prizes.
And door prizes.
Yes, which we've had some really wonderful donations. And just because it is a Nutcracker weekend, I just want to mention I do get to give away a ticket this evening.
Exciting.
Yes. So you're going to want to get out and pay. $2 admission enters you to win all these door prizes. I'm not sure how many I'm giving away tonight.
Okay.
But we have a lot. Yes. So
are the door prizes just going to be for this opening evening, or is this going to be
all weekend?
All weekend.
We have so many. I'll be up there all weekend giving things away.
That'll be wonderful.
Yes.
Excellent. So with the artisans market, what would you recommend people, like, I'm assuming there's going to be, cash is always accepted. Probably credit cards at most vendors, but
that's a great question.
Stop at the bank first would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think a lot of us are taking credit cards these days, but, you know, cash is king.
This is true.
Right.
No one's going to turn away a handful of bills for some high-quality products.
Yeah.
This is pretty darn fun stuff. Is there any particular... are there any new vendors that you're excited to have coming in this weekend, or...
Gosh, new vendors. You know, I kind of don't want to ruin any surprises.
Fair enough.
We have a lot of some of our favorites, but there's a great selection. Let me leave it at that.
Awesome.
Yes.
Cool. So we have, there's going to be, entertainment all weekend. There is, you said there's a $2 door fee. Is this to be part of the door prizes, or just if you want to come in to shop, it's going to be a little $2 entrance?
Yeah. So the $2 admission basically enters you to win, all the different door prizes. And, the Arts Council, we have had to strengthen our organization a bit this year. It's been a hard year for the arts, and so we are looking at different ways to, like the membership that will help us keep our doors open. And so this is one of the things that we've done in order to, stabilize some of the programming that we'd like to maintain year round.
So what is some of this programming that the Arts Council helps to facilitate?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yes. So we, as the Arts Council, we put on, the Artisan Market each year, as well as Wearable Arts. We do currently 2 art walks, and we also function as a nonprofit to give nonprofit status to groups like Sitka Community Theater and Monthly Grind. We also have, we have a great board of directors who are very talented and volunteer their time. And, we put on a lot of different programming, and we're also open to ideas and suggestions of types of projects you'd like to see here in Sitka.
Awesome. So you're the group that helps facilitate the arts to happen, however,
yes.
whatever form that art takes.
We are, yes, yes.
Awesome. So coming in here from Cake John, is there things like this that happen in Cake, like artisans markets like this, or is this kind of like, oh, you're coming to like
the big,
a big
city?
A big
this
city.
Is, this is the big city, yeah. I was in Juneau last weekend for their market, and no, Cake, we have a small like holiday bazaar, but it's
nice.
You know, we're in a town of 420 people over there. So.
Yeah, it's like you can only sell so many bags to 400
right.
people.
And the market's pretty saturated there already. So.
Fair enough. Yeah, you've been operating there, or Sage Rust Dry has been operating for 18 years there.
Yeah, roughly.
So yeah, and it's quality bags. So you buy one 18 years ago, you don't really need a new one for a while.
We make them to last a lifetime. So
awesome. So what other market? So you've been to the Juneau market. You're here in Sitka for the market this weekend. Are you going to be visiting other markets, other stops in Southeast?
That's going to be it for the holidays, and then we do the big sportsman show up in Anchorage in April.
Oh, nice.
And, trying to get into some other boat shows down south, too. So.
Smart. Yep. Yeah. Excellent. So you've got, and then the rest of the time you're blasting your radio waves to get all these
cake,
bags.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. So just to reiterate, we have the Greater Sitka Arts Council hosted Artisans Market this weekend, Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 to 5 p.m. And Sunday, 10 to 3. If you are a member of the Greater Sitka Arts Council or would like to become a member, you get VIP early shopping from 5 to 6, including a glass of wine.
That's right. I mean, what fun.
It's going to be great fun. Oh, great. Amelia, John, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
We'll see you at the market.
Yes.
Yep, thank you.